9 teenage boys from Afghanistan and Iraq are threatening to commit suicide tomorrow morning. They're being held in Australia's Woomera Detention Center until their requests for asylum can be processed. All 9 are without their parents or any other family. Their protest is part of a larger confrontation between the Australian government and people seeking refugee status. There are thousands in camps in Australia, and for the past 2 weeks, hundreds have been on a hunger strike to protest not only the country's harsh immigration laws, but the even harsher conditions in the camps. Natalie Larkins is a reporter for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She says the boys who are threatening to kill themselves and many of the protesters are in the largest of 6 camps in Australia. Woomera.
Woomera is located about 500 kilometres north-northeast of Adelaide. It's in some of the harshest conditions in Australia. It's real desert conditions. There's no trees, there's no water. The actual detention centre is way out in the absolute middle of nowhere, and that is where these people are being held, in buildings that have limited air conditioning, and they're kept in there with very, very limited contact from the outside.
How many people are actually in the camp at Woomera?
From our understanding, there's between about 800 and 850 people in the centre. As you know, there's been a hunger strike going on there for some time. It's now into its 14th day. Involved in that hunger strike is just over 200 people.
Children included?
There are, in fact, still children included in that hunger strike. There was, at one stage, up to 40 people had sewn their lips together just in the last 24 hours or so. In fact, the Afghans that had sewn their lips together had taken the stitches out, so there's only still about 10 people left with stitches in their lips.
Sewn their lips together.
I have indeed.
What exactly are their demands?
Their demands are that they are given their basic human rights and that they're not kept in such horribly harsh conditions.
Where would these 9 boys go if they were released from Woomera?
In the case of the children, they could be put into foster care in any number of homes. There are refugee groups, there are human rights groups, there are community groups that are willing to sponsor and look after these children. But the government is not letting them out.
Why? Why won't the government let them out?
The government has maintained a very strong line right from the start, which is that these are illegal immigrants. I think the expression the government likes to use is they have queue-jumped, that there are refugees in other countries that go through proper channels, and they say that these people have not gone through the proper channels, and therefore their rights should be taken away from them.
This is an issue that was part of the election last November in Australia.
Actually, the federal government got back into power again on this issue, on what was known as the Tampa crisis, which was the boatload of refugees who were picked up by the Norwegian shipping vessel and were denied access to Australia. And in fact, public opinion does seem to still support the government on this issue.
This seems like a no-win situation. How likely is it that someone is going to die?
There did seem today to perhaps be some breakthroughs. Of course, that is one of the greatest fears, that someone is going to die. But as I said, there has been seemed to have been some breakthroughs late this evening. That includes the return of the government's own Immigration Detention Advisory Group. They returned to the centre tonight to talk to some of the detainees, and they have made some concessions and made some suggestions that, in fact, they will be moved to more suitable accommodation while they are being processed.
Natalie Larkins, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Natalie Larkins is a reporter with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. She spoke to us from Adelaide, Australia.